Matthew chapter 26, reading from verse 57 up to 63. Those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas the high priest, where the teachers of the law and the elders had assembled. But Peter followed him at a distance, right up to the courtyard of the high priest. He entered and sat down with the guards to see the outcome. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for false evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death. But they did not find any, though many false witnesses came forward. Finally, two came forward and declared, "This fellow said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days.'" Then the high priest stood up and said to Jesus, "Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?" But Jesus remained silent. The high priest said to him, "I charge you under oath by the living God, tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God, or the Son of the Blessed." Father God, we pray that you will bless your word. And as we contemplate this great, momentous moment in the trial of Jesus, help us to enter into it, to feel the impact of it, and to fall at your feet in adoration, Lord Jesus. We pray in your precious name. Amen. I stopped the reading halfway because we are going to do this audio in two sessions in order not to make it too long. So brothers and sisters, we stand with awed hearts in the judgment hall of the Sanhedrin. These 70 were sitting, perhaps not 70, Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea were not there. These 70 were sitting in the seat of Moses. And it was their task to administer justice according to the law and in the name of the Most High God. And before this supreme tribunal, Jesus, the Savior of mankind, stands bound. But friends, he stands there not as a holy one, but as a representative of sinners. He stands in our place before a higher, unseen tribunal. He stood in our place, our sins charged to his account. The council is seeking for witnesses, false witnesses, to charge him with blasphemy and to kill him. Why do they do that? Why are they so angry with him? Because he spoils their game. He stands as foil to their profound selfishness and pride. He disturbs them, disapproves of them, judges these hypocrites. He pronounces them deficient in the true righteousness, and they want him removed forever. What folly on the part of this supreme council. And to the high priest's embarrassment, the witnesses were not agreeing. Finally, two witnesses came forward and said, "This fellow said," quoting from John 2, when Jesus cleansed the temple at the beginning of his ministry. He did it again at the end. But in this instant, Jesus did not say, "I will destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up." Rather, they falsely quoted it. Jesus said, "Destroy this temple." In other words, "You will destroy this temple, but I will raise it up." And Caiaphas knew that even these two witnesses were not sufficient. And so every eye is fixed on the high priest. He is in a very embarrassed state. He is perplexed. What a fool he was, fighting with death instruments against life eternal. Then suddenly the high priest got an idea. We wonder from where he got this idea. Perhaps it was from the pit of hell itself. But it is now his final trump card. And so he steps forward. He asks Jesus, "Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing? And Jesus remained silent. And the high priest said, I charge you under oath by the living God, tell us if you are the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, or the Son of the Blessed One. Are you the Messiah? Are you the prophet, the priest, the king that all the Old Testament prophets spoke about? Are you the God-man? Are you the one who is going to reign? Are you the one who is going to sit on the throne of David forever? The Son of Man, and all these prophetic pictures. Caiaphas knew it. What a momentous question. What a momentous question. The greatest and most solemn moment of the trial has arrived. And perhaps no more momentous question was ever asked. The matter will now be decided. This oath was only the prerogative of the high priest, and that too generally administered to people who were not true witnesses. And the person could only answer yes or no. If the person did not tell the truth, he would be punished by the Lord, by his displeasure and by loss of eternal salvation. Beloved brothers and sisters, what greater or momentous question was ever put than this one? Electric atmosphere prevailed in the Sanhedrin. Deep silence would have reigned. Every heart would have been beating audibly. Every eye fixed on the accused. When the first time when I understood this passage, I remember my heart to beat audibly as I understood the momentous issues, the thrilling moment of this trial. It moved me very deeply. What will he answer? He cannot remain silent. He is under oath before Almighty God. He has to speak. He may not respect the high priest as a person, but he respects the office. Strangely, this is probably the one but last meeting of the Sanhedrin. And after that, God would not recognize this Sanhedrin, and also the Jewish high priesthood that was being transferred to another high priest. But what will he answer? If he said no, all our hopes of salvation are dashed forever. There is no more hope of mercy from God for all mankind. Jesus could have been anyone whom he wished, any one of the following: the wisest philosopher like Socrates or Plato, the greatest of all the prophets, the perfect model of virtue. He could have been an angel or archangel, but nothing could have saved us. Hell would be the termination of all our pilgrimages of all mankind. All our hopes would have been dashed. The edifice of salvation would have crashed down. We would have all been hurled into despair. Caiaphas, in this question, is asking, has the hour of redemption arrived? Is there a possibility for a sinner to be saved? Can the atoning power of Jesus' blood cleanse us? Is he really our surety? These are the questions, in a sense, that are hanging in the balance when Caiaphas asked this question. If he says yes, then this yes will ring out for all eternity, dear friends. And yes, if he said, it also means he is signing his death warrant. And more than that, his yes is to God, where he's telling the Lord, I will go to hell for my people than go to heaven without them. Oh, Jesus, we want to thank you for going through with this. So, beloved brothers and sisters, look at him. Look deeply at him. Look carefully at him. There he stands in the presence of the Supreme Council of Israel. He's standing before also the Almighty God. He's standing there before his Father, in the unseen greater tribunal. He's standing there before two tribunals. Greatness and dignity seem to rest on those rascals. Forgive me for calling them rascals, but they are surrounding him. But there he stands in lowliness and poverty, head bowed, hands bound, blood-soaked face, utterly weary, forsaken by friends, like the very scum of the earth. Yet he is constrained to speak, to lay aside all silence and disguise, and he gladly lifts the veil. And as long as the investigation was on false accusations, he kept silent. But now the matter has taken a different turn, and he must bear testimony to the truth. He is conscious. He is constrained. Why? Reverence for the name of God, his Father. He is submitted to the authority of the Sanhedrin, not necessarily to the high priest. His zeal for truth is concern for all of us, for it is not just before the Sanhedrin that he stands. In spirit, he sees the whole church around him. All of us standing there today with him. He sees the whole world breathless with excitement and expectation. Is there hope for us? He sees the Old Testament saints represented by Moses and Elijah in the Transfiguration saying, "Go on, dear Lord, finish the task." The moment has arrived, and he lays a firm and immutable, unchanging foundation or support below our faith for thousands of years and for eternity. Oh, what a moment! And so at last he opens his mouth and speaks. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, my Jesus, I love you. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior thou art. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. We continue the rest of this remarkable event in our next audio. God bless you.